quagga mussels and zebra mussels aren't very big, but the two closely related, highly invasive species are becoming a huge problem across North America.
They're very small mussels, maybe an inch and a half in size, kind of a triangular shape to them with two shells. We call it a bivalve. They do have a striped pattern generally on their shell, and that's why they call them a zebra mussel. And the quagga mussel, it's an extinct kind of horse or a zebra.
Amy Benson, a fisheries biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, explains that the two species are native to the Caspian Sea Ural Mountains region of Eurasia. They first showed up here in the Great Lakes area in 1995. They're a problem, she says, because of their exponential proliferation.
They grow in these large clusters, and they could totally block off the water supply from going through a pipe. And that's a huge problem for power plants, water treatment plants. They grow inside a pipe and can just totally block off the pipe. You can see how that would be a problem.
So far, quagga and zebra mussels have not yet been found north of San Francisco Bay. But they worry, Sonoma County Supervisor Mike McGuire.
Lake Sonoma has more boating traffic than any lake on the north coast. And in fact, we wouldn't be surprised that a boat that has been infected has probably touched those waters. Right now, we are in the luck zone, and our luck will run out if we do not take proactive action.
McGuire says the invasive mussels could ruin the coho salmon broodstock program at Lake Sonoma and disrupt recreational boating there and on other Northern California lakes, causing big economic losses. But their most acute threat is to the area's fresh water supply system.
There is literally hundreds of millions of dollars in water transmission equipment and infrastructure that's been in place there for many decades. Trying to keep those systems clear of these mussels is going to be very difficult. Each female mussel can squirt out up to 1 million eggs per day. These are extremely invasive, and we cannot allow them to take hold on the lakes on the North Coast. This is why we need to put a small amount of money up front to be able to combat a large amount of money long term.
To do that, the Sonoma County Water Agency, Sheriff's Department, State Fish and Game, and the Army Corps of Engineers have launched a joint educational program to alert boaters to the potential hazard, using the slogan, "Don't move a mussel." Over this Labor Day weekend, they're instituting a new voluntary inspection program at Lake Sonoma and Lake Mendocino.
Dogs actually are trained to smell out these little critters. So just as a drug-sniffing dog can sniff out quantities of dope, they can sniff mussels. These mussels, largest are about a dime, but very small mussels are about the size of a pinhead. And these trained dogs can smell out even the smallest of quaggy mussels.
The North Coast Zebra and Quaggle Mussel Consortium, whose partners include three counties and several regional agencies, are also developing plans for a more aggressive inspection program that could be rolled out as early as next Memorial Day. There's a lot riding on that, because, as Amy Benson notes, once the mussels get in, they're here to stay.
Eventually, they will probably come into some balance at some point, but they probably will never, ever go away totally.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.